Several large wildfires are burning in Arizona today, including the fifth largest fire in the state's history, the Busch Fire, which firefighters have been fighting for weeks. It is now more than 85% contained. Across the western United States, this fire season will be unlike any other before it. Firefighters now have to contend with flames and with COVID-19. Let's bring in Jim Whittington. He's a wildland fire expert based in Oregon. Jim, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here.
And so I'm looking at Arizona here. There are three fires burning right now that are among the 10 largest ever in the state's history, and that's just one state. What are your projections for the 2020 fire season across the West?
Well, if you look at all the work done by the good folks at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise and at the various regions around the country, what we see is probably an elevated fire year for a good chunk of Northern California, the Pacific Northwest, and the Northern Rockies from July through September, maybe even into October.
So an elevated fire season, which is happening at a very unfortunate time when the coronavirus is also spreading across these western states. How does that complicate the firefighting effort?
It changes everything. You know, one of the reasons we're as successful as we are in fighting fires is because we've developed systems that are very efficient. And now when you throw a virus like COVID-19 into those systems, all of a sudden you have to change pretty much everything, every process you have. For instance, in Arizona, what we're seeing is firefighters who spend their mental energy on the fire line for 12 or 14 hours a day, come back, and the things that should be give them some downtime, like going to get something to eat or taking a shower or going to supplies and getting more stuff for the next day, they have to be on alert because they have to be careful about their interactions. And so there's no downtime, and that mental fatigue is already starting to set in on some folks. And we think that's probably only going to get worse throughout the year, particularly as we get more states coming online and a greater number of fires across the West.
Can you describe that more for people? Because what you're talking about, I think, is that when these firefighters come off the line, they're not like going to a hotel room or something like that. They're sort of together in these camps where they might, you know, eat together, you know, blow off steam together, that sort of thing, in very cramped quarters, right?
Typically, that's correct. If it were a non-COVID fire year, what we'd be doing is having big, large fire camps. Your dining facilities would be used by everyone, and you would have a line where you would go through and get your food. You'd have a line to go through and get your shower and so on. And so now we've had to totally change our whole logistical approach to how we manage particularly large fires and even small fires too. So all of those assumptions that we had about how to do things efficiently have changed, and we're having to figure out new ways to do it. And the folks in Arizona are just kind of at the forefront of that, but we're going to be learning lessons throughout the year.
Now, this season, we have also been hearing that it might be the smoke that is as dangerous or more dangerous than the flames because of the coronavirus. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think that's right. So that raises two questions. One is the exposure to firefighters on the line. And we've done some smoke studies. There have been smoke studies in the past that show that is a pretty intense effect to firefighters directly on the line, and that it could have long-term effects like heart disease and respiratory issues. And so if we're looking at COVID-19 in a fire year, then maybe one of the things you want to try to do is limit the smoke exposure by firefighters, which means you change your strategy and tactics that you've used for the last 30 years on how to fight fires. And you take a less aggressive approach. And what that does is maybe that limits the smoke exposure of firefighters, but it also may extend the duration of the fire, which creates more smoke for the neighboring communities. So it's a catch-22 situation for everybody, and it's going to be a tough thing to deal with.
Yeah. Now, what about the issue of state budgets? We know the pandemic is causing shortfalls in many states in the billions of dollars. And of course, President Trump has cut FEMA's budget, which often supports states that are fighting fires. How concerned are you about the financial picture here this fire season?
Well, I think that's a huge concern. One of the big things is that we are an interagency effort. Wildfire's interagency. It's not just federal. And state and local folks play a huge role in supporting federal wildland firefighting efforts on federal lands and wildland fire efforts that go across private land and state lands. And so if that partnership isn't there, if those folks aren't available to help, then that's that really diminishes the capacity of the entire wildland firefighting community. It's going to be a tough year, and it's not going to be satisfactory to anybody, but we're going to do our best to get through.
That's Jim Whittington, a wildland fire expert. Jim, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.